Also, we're very quiet, or maybe I'm just very quiet.
Why?
You're fine.
Okay.
Welcome to Loud Neighbors Podcast. My name is Trevor. I'm here with Colin.
That's me.
All technology is bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty stupid.
My TV broke. We bought a new board, which was the problem with it last time, and it works for about, what would you say there, 1.5 seconds?
Yeah, something like that.
And then shuts off again. My fucking pop filters, they don't stay in place. They're all fucked up and garbagey. I'm sure I have other problems right now. I can't find the remote to my bedroom TV.
Yeah, that's
my new, my replacement bedroom TV
for
my
broken
TV.
Forgot to bring you over another remote.
Oh, my God, Colin. Everything is terrible and sucks, and my life is so hard.
I know.
Why is my life so hard, Colin?
I mean, you could have new TV.
Yeah, but I could... So here's my conundrum.
But you could not have a bunch of new Ninja Turtle toys?
Yeah.
I know. They're fucking sweet, though.
Thank you. There's a bunch more that I want, too.
I'm sure.
So, I recently bought a Shredder, Splinter, and two Foot Soldiers from GameStop that were GameStop exclusives. And the way GameStop exclusives works is they make just about exactly enough to last one day.
Yep.
So they came out on the 15th.
Well, no. They make enough for everybody to buy some so they can scalp them on eBay.
Right.
Which is fucking stupid.
They came out on the 15th, those ones that I bought. I went in on that Monday, which was the 17th, and they had those four that I bought and one more of each.
Nice.
And that was it, ever.
Awesome. Good job.
Yeah.
GameStop is a terrible company.
Yeah.
You shouldn't support them at all.
Yeah, but they're GameStop exclusives. There's nowhere else I can get those.
I mean, eBay.
Right. GameStop was already being supported then. And then I'm
it doesn't matter. You're not supporting GameStop directly. You're supporting the person who bought them.
Yeah, that's the same thing.
It's not.
And I'm supporting an asshole who didn't want them.
Yes.
So fuck him. I'd rather support GameStop.
I mean, you really just... I guess either way, you're supporting an asshole.
I will support GameStop 10 times out of 10 before a fucking toy scalper.
Okay.
Speaking of, there's these other toys there that I want.
Oh,
so
my God.
Last weekend, I watched this cartoon called Batman versus the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Did I not talk about that?
No.
Oh, my God. So they're made a cartoon. So they've been doing some crossover comics, and they made an animated film of Batman versus Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. You know,
why would they be fighting?
Well, they didn't know each other.
Well, that's stupid.
It's like, have you ever watched Three Amigos when he describes the Three Amigos film at the beginning? And they start out, they don't know each other. They fight. They get to know each other. By the end of the film, bam, they're friends. You know.
Oh.
Maybe you're looking at three actors who don't want to do a Geronimo picture. You should watch Three Amigos.
Should I?
You've never seen it?
I've seen parts of it.
It's fucking funny, dude. Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Chevy Chase.
Yeah.
In the 80s. It's pretty good.
I don't know.
I think you might enjoy it.
Maybe.
If you like things that are funny. But
I mean, I do.
Goldbergs.
What about Malcolm in the Middle?
We'll get to that.
Okay.
So anyway, Ninja Turtles. So the setup is the Ninja Turtles are tracking the Shredder who has come to Gotham for some nefarious purpose. And then, you know, they run into Batman and they think Batman's the guy Shredder's working with. So they fight a little and they find out they're all on the same side. And it's the Ninja Turtles and Batman and Batgirl and Robin teaming up to fight the Shredder who's teamed up with Ra's al Ghul.
Okay.
Who everybody says Ra's al Ghul, except for Damian Wayne, is the only one who says Ra's al Ghul right.
Okay.
Like, why do you have one guy who knows how to say it? It fucking infuriates me. Why does everybody else say it wrong? At least the one kid who grew up in the fucking League of Shadows knows how to say Ra's al Ghul, so it has exactly that much going for it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, their master plan is to mix mutagen and Smilex gas to turn everybody into crazy mad mutants.
Okay.
Then they fight. They all fight. It's great. But they have toys up at GameStop exclusive toys that, you know, they basically have what they have on the shelf, but they don't seem to be moving because they've been up there for a while, I guess. And they're all in two packs. So it's like Leonardo and Batman, Raphael and Damian Wayne, you know, Michelangelo and Alfred. but they're $50 for a two-pack, which is normal. $25 a figure is what collector figures go for. Yeah. But for all of them, it's $250.
God damn.
Really, really want them. I haven't bought them yet, but I really want them.
You need to learn how to sell and like flip stereos and shit.
I mean, I have the money. That's not a problem.
I know, but it'll be easier to justify doing it.
I mean, at the end of the day, you know what else is easy to justify?
Just buying it.
Just buying it, because I want the thing.
I guess.
I paid my bills this month, and I want it. And I want it.
Jesus.
So.
Good job supporting that evil corporation.
I will, and right until they're fucking out of business and somebody else gets all my Ninja Turtle exclusives.
Maybe it'll be Walmart.
Yeah, I'm fine supporting that evil corporation. It's the only evil corporation I usually shop at, so I'm a Walmart guy. I will go to Walmart 10 times out of 10 before I'll go to fucking Target.
I won't.
Why do you go to Target?
I don't buy anything.
Exactly.
I just look at the clearance section.
You just show up at Target and like, well, this is an awful lot of empty shelves. Glad I wasted my time walking in the door.
It's not that bad usually.
Fuck, man. It is for me. Anything I've ever gone then for, either they don't have, or it's not like people, well, you gotta pay the Target tax, so you don't have to go into Walmart. Yeah, but like when the difference between the price of something is $5 and $20, I'm not paying that fucking markup to stay out of Walmart. Target can eat my fucking penis.
I mean, I guess it depends on what we're talking about.
Well, I don't know. It was the last thing I went into Target for. Was like, I can get this for $5 at Walmart. I'm not paying $20 at it just so I can say I shopped at fucking a different.
Yeah, but was it the exact same thing? Probably or was not. It something like it?
But it was...
Because like the quality of like... If you look at like the generic brands they have, like sure. Walmart's brand versus Target's brand, the Target shit's a lot better.
But it was something disposable.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Yeah. So I watched Malcolm in the Middle based on a friend of mine recommended me this show, yeah. Malcolm in the Middle. April, it's like, yeah, you should watch Malcolm in the Middle. It's funny. I'm like, okay, I guess I'll listen to you because I trust your opinions and advice and give it a watch. Nobody yeah. else whose opinions I trust has ever recommended it.
Right.
So I watched it.
Dickhead.
The first two episodes are all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a little fucking too sitcom-y for me, but it's still pretty fucking funny.
Yeah.
The mom is kind of hot and was topless for like half of the first episode. So I'm like, oh, this is okay.
Yeah.
I can support this show. The opening scene is just the fucking Heisenberg standing there completely naked getting while his wife is back shaving his back. That's pretty funny.
And the theme song's They Might Be Giants.
Yeah. So. I mean, that's everybody's cool. Theme song is They Might Be Giants at a certain point.
I mean, whatever.
And then, like, the fucking bully just barely tapping the fucking crippled kid's jaw. And then he, like, takes that huge dive and starts bawling. Love it.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Good show. I'm into it.
Yeah.
So far. I don't know how much I'll make it through because, like I said, like I imagine I'll get less sitcom-y as it goes along once it finds itself. Because, like, if you watch the first couple episodes of It's Always Sunny, they're funny, but they're also pretty fucking sitcom-y.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
So, yeah.
I get what you're saying.
That's good. I will give it a little bit more of a watch because I enjoyed what I saw of it.
Good. Good, good. Yeah, I got through that show really quick, actually. I'm not getting through the Goldbergs near as fast.
It's not good.
I mean, it has moments.
I'm sure it does. Like, you know,
it's
Ron Swanson is in that other show I won't watch, and I still won't watch it.
Him and Chris Pratt and Chris Pratt's girlfriend in the show are the reasons to watch it.
I'm sure they are, but everything that isn't them is so unfunny and unfucking.
Oh, yeah, I don't like Aziz Ansari. I don't like the fucking Amy Poehler chick.
Terrible.
Yeah, they're all pretty awful. Rob Lowe's in it later on. He's pretty fucking good.
If I could get a super
real cut weird
that just cuts out all the scenes that aren't Chris Pratt or fucking Ron Swanson.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that's on YouTube.
All right, I'll watch that.
And I've watched all of it.
I'll just watch fucking Ron Swanson throwing bacon in the trash for hours.
Yes.
Or fucking turkey bacon, whatever it is. Vegetarian bacon.
Yeah. Vegan bacon or some shit like that.
Then I watched another show that I would very recommend. I only watched the first episode so far because I watched the first episode and I'm like, well, I cannot handle a second episode of this right now. It's called The Spy. It's on Netflix. It stars your favorite person in the ever, Sacha Baron Cohen.
Oh, okay.
It is not a comedy.
No.
It is not at all a comedy. You're not going to laugh at any point at anything that happens in this show. Set in 1960, the Middle East. It's about an Israeli spy who's going to go into Syria and be an Israeli spy in Syria.
Hmm.
And just judging from the opening scene of the first episode, I'm guessing the series ends with it not going real well for him.
Yeah.
Like, the whole thing is just foreboding as fuck. It's all shot in, like, really muted palette, like barely, like it's, there's color, but it almost looks black and white, how fucking like washed out it's shot. And it's very serious and very good so far.
Maybe I'll try to get Doria to watch that with me. I tried watching a show with her last night.
And yeah.
After one episode, she's like, I don't like it.
What show?
So in like the late 2000s, it's that BBC Robin Hood I really like.
Okay.
She's like, it's too cheesy. I was like, that's part of the charm of it.
I'm kind of Team Doria on this one.
It's
what you call charm. I call this is awful.
I like cheesy.
Yeah. I could never get into Buffy either for the same reason.
I never really liked Buffy.
Yeah. You might go back to weird it. You might.
No, I don't know. I didn't like Buffy or Angel. I don't know. It's too
cheesy
teen romance for me.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't like Dawson's Creek either.
That's fair.
I fucking hated that show.
Yeah, but that show was dumb. At least Buffy had, like, vampires and monsters.
Don't tell Kavarius that. It was his favorite show.
Look.
Pacey was basically who he based his personality on.
I thought he based his personality on Nick Cage from Face Off.
Well, that too. I guess it's a combination of different things. But I don't know. I was a little disappointed. I'm like, God damn it. Like, I guess she's enjoyed a couple of shows that I've recommended, like Firefly and Orville. So that's good. But
the good shows you've recommended, not all the bad ones.
I mean, I've recommended other good shows.
Name one other good show you like.
Whatever. I'm not going to argue with you because you don't like anything.
I tried to watch that Robin Hood show. I don't remember if it was because you recommended it to me. I watched a few episodes. I'm like, this isn't working for me. This isn't my Kevin Costner Robin Hood.
That fucking movie's stupid.
It's the only Robin Hood I've ever enjoyed. Well, that and the fucking cartoon with the fox, the Disney cartoon.
The cartoon's my favorite. No, I like that. I like that Telling of Robin Hood, though, that BBC show.
That's fair.
It was really good.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it is because it really dug a lot further into the characters than like the movies do.
Yeah.
Other than Robin Hood, Maid Marian, and the Sheriff.
Yeah.
You know, it really kind of dives into his band of merry men.
Will Scarlet
and Alan Adair.
John Little.
Yep. Yeah. So I don't know.
Friar Tuck.
Yep. Friar Tuck.
That's all. That's all of them. That's the entire band of merry men.
There's other ones. But yeah, I whatever.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
So I'll try watching something different.
Yeah, this spy show, it's just called The Spy. I
saw a preview for it. It looked interesting.
Be ready to like not be happy and having a good time, I think. The first episode, nothing bad happens. Well, it doesn't, I don't know, man. I can't imagine going into fucking Syria as an Israeli spy is a good time.
I think
all
that's
I'm saying.
I don't know. I might have trouble with that. I just can't fucking dive into like real serious dramas generally.
This is a very serious drama.
I like there's been a few of them that I really got like I got into fucking Breaking Bad.
Is that a serious drama?
Yeah, it is.
I mean, doesn't he end up like dancing around in his underwear in like the first episode as his meth lab explodes?
Yeah, he's not dancing around.
He's just like, hoo, 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 this is a clown show. That show's not serious. It's fucking campy as fuck. People are going to
that's why I like it?
Yes. People are going to look back on Breaking Bad like 60s Batman. Oh, wait, this was never serious. The whole fucking series is making fun of itself. It's a satire.
I've been trying to watch Better Call Saul.
Is that my parents love it.
You might like it because it's super slow fucking burn.
All right.
Like, it is all plot build all right. and nothing else.
I can get into that sometimes, not always.
It's fine. I don't find it as engaging as I did with Breaking Bad.
That's because Breaking Bad is not serious or...
Maybe.
And there's no plot in Breaking Bad.
I mean, there's a plot.
Yeah, but it's... But not really. Like, the entire season 2, nothing happens. It's just a wacky string of shenanigans like a Ben Stiller movie.
Well, I mean, that's true.
It's not really a plot.
Whoop, almost got caught. Whoop,
slipped on a banana peel. I'm fucking Heisenberg.
It's still pretty good.
That's fine. I enjoyed it. I watched the whole series. Yeah. It's not good. It's not serious or good. It's fucking ridiculous.
It's not bad in the way that Star Wars is bad, though.
Right. It's a different kind of bad. Yeah.
I mean, all right. I guess I can give it to you. Whatever.
Yeah. It's an enjoyable show. It's just dumb as fuck, I guess. But it's got some great fucking lines.
It's R-worded.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
Where he's like, I'm the guy who killed Gus Fring. And then everybody's all of a sudden afraid of this guy instead of just shooting him. I love it.
Yeah, it was fucking stupid.
That's the whole series is like people not just murdering him outright. Like,
yeah. Because he does this thing. He plays stupid, innocent science cheater that can't hurt nobody.
But everybody knows better and they still don't just shoot him.
Yeah.
Love it. It's fine.
Yeah, that was a little like that scene when they're in the fucking... I mean, that's because everybody wants them to cook their meth. That's why. That's the only reason why. Because everybody else has tried it and nobody else has been able to do it except for that one guy that he murdered.
Yeah.
Or Jesse murdered.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think that's all I've watched this week.
I watched something this week. Oh? Last weekend after the podcast, I went to go see the new Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
I would like your review. I was waiting for a review from the website DoubleViking.com.
It never happened.
That said the review was going up tomorrow, and it's been tomorrow for like a week now.
Well, let me tell you. I wanted to see it before with the really scary looking Sonic.
Yeah.
That had the human teeth.
Yeah, because you have bad taste in things.
No, because I just didn't care, and I thought it was kind of funny how mad it made fans.
That's fair.
Because I fucking hate fandom.
Yeah.
I really just hate it.
Especially fandom for something as bad as Sonic the Hedgehog.
Right, it's fucking Sonic the Hedgehog. However, I'm really glad they changed it.
Yeah.
I had a couple of things I wanted to read.
Yeah.
So, you know they changed that and everything.
Uh-huh. Made it look not shitty. I kind of want to go see that movie myself. But I don't care about Sonic. I just kind of want to see it because it looks like Jim Carrey doing like 90s Jim Carrey, and I kind of miss 90s Jim Carrey.
Yeah, he's good at it.
Kind of looks
like the only thing he's good at.
Kind of looks like him doing like, remember when he was Riddler in Batman and it's fucking great?
Yeah.
Kind of looks like one of those performances again.
So, high fives all around. Just a few months ago, Sonic the Hedgehog was looking like a massive disaster as the trailer virally disappointed fans for adapting the video game character loosely from his famed design.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Fowler, who is likely feeling a weight, has been lifted off after taking a risk and listening to fans.
Yeah.
Taking a risk and listening to fans.
Yeah.
And spending more time on the film and it being accepted by audiences ahead of its 2020 release. So... Basically, he was like, yeah, I want to thank you guys, and I'm glad you gave me another chance.
Yeah.
And we took this risk. We listened to what the people who are going to pay us to watch this movie, we listened to what they want.
Yeah.
What a massive risk.
What a risk.
And then, it's not every day a director listens to the fans and actually goes back into production after public pressure. The movie's Dr. Ivo Robotnik, Jim Carrey, recently spoke to this, cautioning that the fans' control over a piece of cinema could become their Frankenstein monster at some point.
Yeah. I mean, yes, but there's a difference between making a thing faithful to what people who enjoy the thing like and just focus testing something to death.
Right.
which is what, you know, studios do already, is focus test things to where, like,
fucking... Yeah, but they focus test shit that's got no fucking, like, right. It's got no history, no right. background, no established universe, heavily, heavily established fucking universe.
Yeah. And even without the established universe, it has just, this is what it looks like.
Well,
the end. This is what this thing looks like. What if we make it not look like that?
It's not like a book.
No.
Where, like, you know, there's some interpretation.
Yeah.
You have something to read there?
No.
About it? Okay. So anyway, the movie.
Yeah.
I thoroughly fucking enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It was 100% fan service, which is really weird that they weren't going to make him look like Sonic.
Yeah.
Because if that movie was already in the can... Like, what the fuck were they... What were they thinking with that character design?
Who fucking knows,
man? Jesus Christ.
I would like to get a behind the scenes on that production meeting where somebody's like, fucking nailed it with the weird teeth fucking it's Sonic.
Probably somebody who's never fucking heard of Sonic.
But how did they make the rest of the movie then?
I don't know. I don't know, Trevor. So, like, there's a couple of... the very beginning of the movie, they're in this small town... called Green Hills, Idaho.
Yeah, nice.
So, you know, it's...
The first level of Sonic is Green Hill Zone for everybody who's, like, confused why that's a thing.
And there's a crazy Eddie guy who is like, I've seen the Blue Devil.
Yeah.
And he's got a picture of it.
Yeah.
And it's that fucking Sonic meme.
Nice.
It's that fucking drawing. I laughed so fucking hard. Dory's like, oh, what's so funny? I was like, I'll explain
look
later.
Look up Sonic.
Yeah, the entire movie was just fucking, like, there's a fucking bar fight scene with James Marsden and fucking Sonic where they're fighting all these bikers and
sure.
Sonic is, he goes supersonic, not like golden supersonic, but he just goes all fast and, like, starts rearranging the room in the middle of this fight because James Marsden's about to get hit with something.
Yeah.
And he goes through and he's eating chili dogs.
Nice.
And he's super excited about those because he'd never had them before. And if you don't know that.
That's a reference to the Urkel cartoon.
Yep.
Urkel used to voice Sonic.
Yep.
In the early 90s.
Yeah. It's actually not a terrible cartoon.
I mean, I bet it is.
I mean, for
a video game cartoon, maybe not.
Right.
But the benchmark there is the Super Mario Brothers Super Show.
Oh, it's way better than
the Pac-Man cartoon.
Yeah.
Where Pac-Man is a businessman.
Jesus Christ, really? I don't even know
what that is. I wear a hat. He's got a Stetson hat, and he's a businessman, and
really?
He eats ghosts.
Holy shit. That's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd recommend going to see it. I'd go see it again, honestly.
All right.
It's fucking great. I really liked it. It's good for basically everybody. It's got a... Got a good amount, a good mix of adult and child humor.
Good. Well, like all good family movies should have right. something for the parents.
Right. Jim Carrey is fucking great as Dr. Robotnik.
Yeah.
And there's even a point where Sonic just gives him the nickname Eggman because he keeps spitting out these stupid little drones that look like eggs.
Yeah.
He calls him the Eggman.
Right.
It's fucking great.
I'm glad they called him Dr. Robotnik and not Eggman.
Right.
To start.
Yeah.
Because it annoys me that they renamed Dr. Robotnik
Eggman. Yeah, I don't know where that started.
Japan. He was always Eggman in Japan.
Oh, was he?
Yep.
Gotcha.
And then in America, they renamed him Robotnik. And so eventually they just, like, they stopped, you know, like they eventually started numbering Final Fantasy games properly.
Oh, yeah.
They just kind of converge things sometimes.
Fair enough.
They almost did that with Resident Evil, started calling it Biohazard everywhere, and I'd have been
pissed. Oh, my God.
Because Resident Evil is such a better name than Biohazard.
Yeah, Biohazard doesn't make sense.
I mean, there's a Biohazard.
I guess, but...
After the first game, Resident Evil... Well, I guess the seventh game. In the first and the seventh game, the title makes sense, but in the rest of them, you're not really in a residence.
Yeah, that's fair.
But it's a cool fucking name, man.
So, yeah, go see Sonic the Hedgehog.
All right.
Great movie.
You know what's out that I want to see?
It's the best movie I've seen this year.
I believe it. It's probably the only movie you've seen this year.
This is true.
But that's probably still going to hold up.
I know. Because it really doesn't look like a ton of great shit coming out.
What's coming out this year? Wonder Woman?
Jack shit.
Wonder Woman, which I'm going to write the review for just to shove up that guy's ass.
You're like, yep, watched it once. Don't need to watch it again.
Yeah, that's the
unlike review. Sonic, where I could watch multiple times just to see what else I can catch.
I want to see, came out this weekend. I want to see that Impractical Jokers movie.
Oh, yeah, there's another. It does look pretty funny. There's another scene where they go to somebody's house and the little girl in the house, her mom's all tied up because she's trying to call the cops on James Marsden.
Okay.
And it's his wife's sister.
Got it.
And, they leave and she's still tied up and her daughter's running around the house just yelling, gotta go fast, gotta go fast. I don't know, just great.
So it's a movie that was made for the internet.
Yes.
And then they made Sonic not look like the internet would want.
Yeah,
that's a really weird decision.
They could have made him look like the meme. That would have been funny.
I'm glad they made him look good.
I am too.
It makes me actually kind of want to see the movie and give them some money.
I genuinely am glad they did that. I saw something earlier today.
Okay.
Somebody was, for some reason I got added to some Star Trek group.
Right.
Which I'm ready to leave.
Which one?
What happens on the holodeck stays on the holodeck.
Okay.
And lately all it's been is like, people yelling like, oh, if you don't like all Star Trek, you're not a real fan, basically.
So
because there's some people that... No, I don't say that at all.
I watched Voyager because you said that.
I didn't say you have to like it. Okay, I say you have to watch it.
That's fair.
You have to watch it and suffer through it because I had to suffer through it. Go fuck yourself.
Have you watched fucking Star Trek?
STD? No, I haven't.
Well, then you're not a Star Trek fan.
I don't fucking have CBS All Access.
Fatty.
I don't have the CBS thing. If it's on Netflix, I'll watch it.
That's fair.
I was going to subscribe to the CBS All Access, but I'm like, I really don't want to spend fucking $10 a month, whatever, $6 a month for two shows.
I'm going to wait till it's over. So I wait till Picard is over so I can just watch.
Binge it. Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about it.
And maybe.
Does the first episode of that seem pretty good?
And I might watch, I kind of want to watch, they did a new Twilight Zone with Jordan Peele.
Oh, did they?
I kind of want to watch that.
But one of these posts, somebody commented, remember that time old Trek was about a positive view of the future post-capitalism, and then greedy capitalists who didn't understand it turned into another dumb, bleak action sci-fi franchise? Trek was and always will be super important to me, but I'm not so caught up in the brand that I can't notice how the core ideology of the series has been absolutely twisted.
True.
Even if the new material is good, it is totally disheartening to see what was once one of the only examples of a shining post-scarcity starfaring future turn into a generic fake gritty schlock. Get over yourselves and your virtue signaling, demanding everyone like everything, every Trek thing put out. I don't know whether it's from fear of being exclusionary or the fear that y'all really just eat up whatever comes out, but come on.
Yeah. Who wrote that?
Just some fucking guy in the comments. I was going to
say, Colin, that's the only smart thing you've ever written.
I fucking can't. I don't use words like that.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I don't use words like...
I don't use words.
Examples.
As an example?
Yes.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that was me. I wrote that.
I mean, that was a lot of people's problems with DS9, really, was that it got to... It kind of... Once Roddenberry died, they stopped kind of being quite as philanthropic, I guess. Quite as not everybody got along on Deep Space Nine. There was some conflict.
But I mean, I think that was sort of the point of it because it was a bunch of fucking, it was a mishmash of aliens. Yeah, it wasn't just the Federation.
It was mostly not the Federation.
Yeah. Like, and I think DS9 is best Trek, honestly.
You know, I'm coming around to that thinking myself.
I feel like the storytelling in DS9 was fucking...
It's real good.
It's fucking amazing.
I mean, past the first season.
Yeah, first season of every Star Trek is garbage.
Not the first season of the original Star Trek.
Look, I mean, that was still...
The best season, really.
I mean, it was good, yes. All
right.
But I mean, like, everything after that?
Yeah.
First season.
Yes.
Generally, first two seasons are just kind of dumpsters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dumpsters. Actually, first three seasons of DS9's not great.
It starts getting good by season three.
Yeah, it does, but
it's starting to get into the Dominion shit by then.
Basically, Sisko gets a beard, and then it gets like, oh, you're like, oh, fuck. Now it's serious.
The first seven seasons of Voyager are just unwatchable trash.
Yep. Oh, my God. I saw another meme in that fucking group where people were bitching about the... Because in all these Star Trek groups, people complain about the Orville.
Yeah.
And other people are like, it's good Trek.
Yeah.
But not Trek. Yeah. Like, oh, it's not Trek, though. It's silly. And somebody's like, watch the Orville. I'd rather just watch Voyager over again if I want an uninteresting story with uninteresting characters. I'm like, well, that's wrong.
Yeah.
It's like...
Orville's fantastic.
I know. And it's really interesting, actually.
Yeah. It's great character development.
Fucking whatever.
Shit.
But have I mentioned I hate fandoms?
Yeah. You brought that up earlier.
People are really dumb.
Pretty sure. Yeah. Pretty sure you said something about it.
It's fucking annoying.
I got some random stories we can read.
Okay.
Some of them, I have a couple of stories that I was going to read. I might still read them, but then Dick Masterson beat me to them because I was going to do them last week and we got all hung up on, you know, all that Facebook drama. But here's a great one that I have not heard anybody else talk about yet. All right, give me 2 seconds. I'm going to pause the podcast unless you have something to talk about while I look this up.
Rob McElhenney admits that some episodes of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia haven't aged very well.
What do you think?
Over 14 seasons of a comedy like It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, you're bound to offend someone or present things that may not age well.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. He explained that the show was originally supposed to be an anti-Friends where people didn't have each other's backs and tried to distance themselves from caring about others. And that gruff attitude, though funny, has resulted in some early episodes that don't age well when it comes to homophobia, racism, and sexism.
Yeah. Basically, he's just mad about the... he's apologizing. He has to apologize for the episode where he called Carmen Tranny for every episode she's in.
And he wore blackface.
He doesn't have to apologize for that.
I mean, he does.
That's ridiculous.
And yes, that is actually definitely one of the things around.
Yeah. Here's the thing. The point is you're not supposed to emulate them or enjoy them. They're supposed to be the worst kind of people. Why would you apologize for anything you do on a show about terrible people?
I also wonder why, you know, all the people on that show, I'm pretty sure are just like super duper liberals.
Yeah.
And they created a show like that.
Yeah. Also,
but they can do it because they're really good liberals, I think.
So you're going to apologize for calling the Carmen a tranny. Okay. But it's okay that Dennis Reynolds is a rapist. You shouldn't apologize for that one.
Yeah, I mean,
anyway, I found my article.
Okay.
I figured I'd just do everybody a favor. Inmate confesses to killing two child molesters behind bars.
Saw that.
A California prison inmate confessed in a letter that he beat two child molesters to death with a cane while behind bars just hours after his urgent warning to a counselor that he might become violent was ignored. A newspaper chain reported Thursday. So this dude's in prison for murder. And this new child molester got in. And he's just sitting there watching children's shows like Sesame Street and shit. And this dude goes to... They moved this guy from isolation, this murderer, from isolation into Gen Pop, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And he's roomed up with this fucking child molester. Or they're in the common area together or whatever. And he's like... He went to his counselor and he's like, I need to be transferred back to high level security before I really fuck one of these dudes up. But the counselor scoffed and dismissed him. So he went back. He's like, I was mulling it all over when along comes molester number one. This is quotes. and he put his TV right on PBS Kids again. But this time, someone else said something to the effect of, is this guy really going to watch this right in front of us? And I recall saying, I got this, and I picked up a cane and went to work on him.
Jesus.
Watson said then he left the housing pod to find a guard and turn himself in, but on the way he saw a known child trafficker, and I figured I'd just do everybody a favor, Watson wrote, in for a penny, in for a pound. Watson said he told a guard who didn't believe him until he looked around the corner and saw the mess I'd left in the dorm area. Being a lifer, I'm in a unique position where I sometimes have access to these people and I have so little to lose. And trust me, we get it. These people are every parent's worst nightmare. This man is Frank Castle. He's a fucking hero.
I mean, what was he in there for? What did it say?
Murder. And he looks like Tommaso Ciampa.
Yeah. He's also a piece of shit.
But, you know, I'm sure he murdered somebody who deserved it.
I mean, okay, so he's Dexter. You sure of that?
I mean, I'm guessing it was probably gangland related. Looking at the dude, it was probably some kind of...
I mean, or that happened after he got out of prison.
Yeah.
That the tattoos on his neck and face and...
Maybe. They don't go into what his original crime was, but it wasn't molesting children.
That's a fact.
So he's better than the people.
He was not molesting children, thank God.
He's a goddamn hero. Maybe they should... I think Trump's handing out all these pardons. Maybe he wants to give this guy a look, is all I'm saying.
Ooh, this just in. USA, Amazon need worker for postcard job. Third shift, 11 p.m. to 7 a.m., $50.25 per hour. Jesus. Work from your home. If interested, stay follow my first comments.
Wow.
That sounds like a good deal.
That's totally legitimate.
$50.25 an hour to stuff postcards.
From home, somehow. Yeah.
Wow.
So they're going to mail them to you and then you mail them back?
You know what the best part, though? Every time these pop up,
somebody clicks on them and believes them?
Yeah. There are people like, oh, where do I go? I need this job. Where do I go? Where do I go?
Let's see here. Oh, here's going to be some massive news for you, Colin. You definitely don't know this already. Don't buy China's story. The coronavirus may have leaked from a lab. The news keeps reporting that it's possible this thing came from a lab like a month after. Everybody already knew that.
Right.
What are you talking about? I thought that was just like, oh yeah, this thing leaked. I thought that was like how it started, was some idiot from a lab was like, spilt the fucking juice of virus on himself, and he's just like, doop-a-doo, and walked out the fucking lab covered in virus. Anyway, that's just a headline I wanted to read, because I'm like, duh. Everybody knew that? Yeah, you got anything?
Sports fans are also dumb.
Yeah.
So there was a boxing fight.
All fans are dumb.
There was a boxing fight last night. It was a rematch. It was the world heavyweight title, Deontay Wilder versus Tyson Fury. So Deontay Wilder is this like 6'7", 6'6", 6'7" black guy.
Yeah.
He's like 210, so yeah. He's like real lean. But in 41 fights, he has 39 knockouts.
Jesus.
He's got the highest fucking knockout percentage in heavyweight history.
God damn.
Dude's just a fucking murderer. Yeah. But if you watch his fights, most of them that go real long, he doesn't do real well.
Yeah.
Like, he's a wild swinger.
So he's fucking real strong, but gasses early?
He doesn't gas, but he just doesn't fucking have much technique.
Got it. So he's like Tyson.
No, Tyson had technique.
He did until he didn't.
Yeah, I mean, you've never watched early Tyson. Motherfucker was a monster.
That's what I mean. He did until he didn't. Like, I mean, the whole fucking reason Holyfield beat him is because he was just swinging.
Well,
and then Holyfield is like, all right, I'll just headbutt you to death.
Well, yeah, that was part of the reason Holyfield was, you know,
dirty.
Beating him because, yeah, he's fighting dirty as fuck. Anyway, their first fight, Tyson Fury, I think on like most scorecards, like he had 9 out of 12 rounds, but Deontay Wilder knocked him down twice.
Yeah.
So it was a decision, which is really weird because one knockdown, unless it's a knockout, isn't supposed to
matter.
Yeah. But people seem to think that it does.
All right.
And then last night they met and Tyson Fury won by TKO in the 7th round.
All right.
Basically said that he was going to he's just going to come beat the shit out of him.
Yeah.
Wilder kept telling him he had pillow hands. He's like, oh, okay, I got pillow hands. So he hit him in the ear in the 2nd round. The dude like was just wobbly for the next 5 rounds.
Well, that'll
and
happen.
Then his corner threw in the towel. But I saw a comment and somebody's like, oh, first fight Wilder was robbed. The knockdown should have won him the decision. I'm like, what?
That's not how it works.
It's not. It's definitely not how it works. Like, he shouldn't have got the draw just from a fucking knockdown.
Yeah.
Really fucking weird. People are really,
dumb.
Race alignment when it comes to that kind of shit.
Yeah.
It's real weird. Like, I mean, everybody who likes Deontay Wilder seems to be black. And I mean, there's white people, but like, not a lot of black people like Tyson Fury.
I mean, that's not, I mean, who did you like in that fight?
Honestly,
let me guess, the Irishman.
Well,
you fucking piece of shit.
No, I would have been fine with either of them winning because Deontay Wilder's fun to fucking watch him knock people's blocks off. Like his last fight, he got a knockout in like the 11th or 12th round. He hit this dude so fucking hard. It was like the sweat molecules transferred off his head and looked like another head next to his head. It was the fucking craziest thing I've ever seen. Just like murders people. It's fucking beautiful.
I was watching, there's some guy on YouTube who just talks shit. Some like amateur boxer.
Yeah.
Who like just talks shit and talks shit and talks shit.
Charlie Z.
And then when he gets in the ring, he just hides in the ropes and then runs away halfway through the fight and then says he won.
Yeah, it's fucking Charlie Zelenoff.
The only reason I know who Deontay Wilder is
because he fucking beat the shit out of him.
Because that dude keeps saying he beat him up.
Yeah. You know, he very clearly got knocked fucking silly by him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's done that to a few people.
Ugh.
Like, a lot of people, actually. Yeah. There was one dude, they kept saying it was Mike Tyson's kid. Yeah. He got in a fucking fight with some dude and got the fuck beat out of him.
Yeah.
And he fucking ran out of the ring. Dude's like, oh, the fuck you do.
Yeah.
And fucking chased him down and put him in like a fucking, put him in a rear naked choke and fucking choked him out. It's like, yeah, fuck that dude.
Oh, yeah. I watched it and he's like, say I won, motherfucker.
Yeah. Something very clearly fucked in that dude's head.
Yeah.
Like almost to the point where like, I think these dudes are probably committing some kind of fucking felony fighting this kid.
Maybe. But he fucking deserves it.
At every fucking bit of it.
I hate him.
Yeah, he's a garbage person.
I should start watching boxing again.
It's fun.
I used to be real into boxing in high school. Like, you know. Tyson, Holyfield, and fucking, you know, later era.
Dude,
George Foreman.
Go catch these Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder fights. Just go watch Deontay Wilder fights. He fucking, again, he's like doing fucking windmills and shit, but man, when he connects with that right, people just fucking go to sleep.
Yeah, that's what I want to see.
And then like their first fight, the Deontay Wilder in the 12th round fucking knocked Tyson Fury down and like basically got up at 9 count.
Yeah.
And like everybody's like, what the fuck? Like, how do you get up from that? So, fun stuff.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
All right. I got two dumb fucking stories. Let's just go with this one dumb story.
Okay.
A plane passenger filmed a man repeatedly. Oh, they changed it. It used to say punching her reclined seat with his fist, but now it says pushing. Did you see this?
Yeah, I did.
So this is two horrible people. There's no good guys in this story, but there's a bitch lady who just keeps leaning her chair back into this dude on an airplane. And so this guy just starts like rocking her seat. Like he just has his hands on the back of her seat, shaking it. Not hard, just gently shaking her seat in an annoying fashion.
But, like, she's not doing...
She's doing nothing about it.
But she's not... like, all she's doing is leaning back?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's no room in the back aisle is what it boils down to.
It's not her fault.
I know, but
it's his fucking fault. It's the airplane's fault.
It is 100% the airplane's fault.
The airline.
But if you've ever been on an airplane,
I have.
You have enough respect to not tilt your seat back because it's just a dick move.
No, no.
You just a common courtesy dick move.
No. When you're on a plane, what happens is you sit and you're walking on the plane, you're boarding, and they're like, there's only so many people on this flight, so nobody should be in a row with three people.
Right.
And two people came and sat right fucking next to me.
So, no, that's their right by your argument.
No, it's not. They're good people. Because the lady just said that they didn't need to do that, and they fucking did it anyway.
Well, this lady doesn't need to fucking lean her chair back, but she did anyway because she's an asshole. And if you need evidence that she's an asshole, let me read you the next story.
Okay.
This same lady is now threatening a defamation lawsuit against American Airlines.
Yeah.
Wendy Williams, the woman whose reclined seat was repeatedly punched by a passenger on an American Airlines flight, is ready to pick another fight, this time with the airline. Wendy tells us she met with an attorney Friday to discuss legal options she can take against American Airlines, and she's threatened the airline with a defamation lawsuit.
I'm really confused, though. Like, what kind of planes do they have? Because I've never been on a flight where the airline the seats recline.
They always go back about this far.
Not the fucking ones I've been on.
Because you've only been on Southwest, which are good for not reclining.
Southwest and Airbus. Oh, maybe it's like an Airbus thing.
So I don't know if you've seen this video of everybody listening of this girl being shaken, but she's claiming she has whiplash and severe spinal trauma from it. Yeah, now you're on this guy's side. And all this shit. She believes she was slandered when AA accused her of being disruptive, spilling a drink, and also all the things that the flight attendant said to her on the plane. So basically, she's being a totally unruly asshole, tilting her seat back, and this guy's just done with her shit. I don't know. She doesn't seem like the good guy to me.
You know how they can solve that? Don't let the fucking seats tilt.
Yeah.
Also, don't put a seat back there.
Yes. These are all the right answers. But they're not answers that
fuck the airline, basically. The airline can suck my dick.
I mean,
no, fuck the airline. I think they both should be compensated for their fucking troubles. Both of them.
Yep. I think neither of them should be.
I think both of them should be.
I think they should be stuck in a cage and just let fight to the death.
I mean, he's going to win.
I stand by my statement.
Okay.
Give her a knife so it's an even fight.
Okay.
All right. I think that's pretty much all I got. I got a story about Blue Apron going tits up.
Did it?
How Blue Apron became a massive $2 billion disaster.
What? Who the fuck needs to order goddamn meals online?
Not only that, lots of people order their fucking food online. Here's the problem. The startup delivering precisely measured prepackaged amounts of just enough salmon, green beans, butter, and lemon for one meal, no leftovers. Who's that for? Who wants to have just enough food and then they're probably still hungry and have to dig in the fridge anyway? Who wants enough shit to make exactly one hamburger and one little portion of beans?
Dumb fucking hipsters.
Nobody, apparently. After losing, they've lost shit tons of money and now the fucking company is worth nothing, basically.
Good.
And all their fucking investments.
I always thought those fucking food service companies were stupid.
Yeah, it's retarded.
Like, I'm going to pay you a premium so you can send me food I can go to the grocery store and pick up.
Yeah, that I can go to the grocery store and not only pick up more for less money and make enough to eat. Make enough to eat enough to be full.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I thought that was funny. So, Blue Apron, that's what you get for not sponsoring our podcast. You go tits up. All you other shitty internet companies, you better get on board.
Yeah.
So you want me to hawk your shitty mattresses that nobody wants or your fucking... Your audiobooks or your fucking boner pills?
Yeah.
Let me know. Or your fucking shitty razors that I actually bought once and they fucking give me...
garbage?
Dude, those hairy razors give me the worst fucking razor burn.
Yeah.
Their fucking factory in Germany that they bought is dog shit. I don't want Harry's to fucking sponsor me because then I'd have to use their crap razor.
I need to go buy razors, actually.
Well, don't buy Harry's.
I buy Schick.
And that's what I used to
Schick
buy.
Schick Quattro.
That's what I had before I bought this Harry's razor.
Hmm.
I don't shave off enough for like... Me I bought either. This Harry's razor like 4 years ago and I shave like never, so I don't really go through it.
Yeah.
I bought an electric razor recently. When I was going to have my face shaved for a few weeks after Extra Life, I hated it.
Yeah.
I bought the cheapest one I could find, so I'm sure that's probably a factor. Why. But fuck, it hurt.
Yeah.
It just ripped the hair out. That's
because it's a cheap one.
All right. I wasn't going to spend a shit ton of money on something I was only planning on using for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I think that's everything I got, buddy.
All right. Got any emails?
We do not have any emails.
What the frig?
Well, and this is straight from the people's mouth. They said, tell Colin, and I told them it was my fault, but they didn't realize that. They're like, tell Colin if he wants us to reply to emails that week, he needs to have the show up before Friday.
I do.
Do you? When did it go up this week? Thursday night?
That's fucking before Friday, is so it? Eat a dick.
Thursday night is not before Friday. That basically
yes,
is Friday.
Yes, it is. It gives them all of Friday to listen to it. So go fuck them.
I'm like, it's half my fault because I don't get it edited till Wednesday, but
yeah.
But, you know, this week I had it edited late because I had to actually edit because I wanted to get all of that dude's name out of it.
Right.
For legal reasons.
Also, fucking, what's their excuse for not writing from the week before then?
Mean, everybody's already forgot what happened then.
Well, then they don't matter.
Yeah.
Don't want their emails anyway.
Wow. Idiots. I want their emails. Now we have no content. Idiots. Colin, do you watch a lot of internet porn?
No.
Do you ever watch Chatterbait models?
No.
Goddamn. There's this new Chatterbait model who's just a cartoon.
What?
It's just a CG lady. Okay. Just, you know, I assume it's some kind of like they're wearing some kind of motion sensing gloves to detect where their arms are. And then like the microphone syncs up their mouth movements. So the mouth moves when they talk.
So it's kind of like Dr. Disrespect when he has a dog.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's exactly that, except for a naked anime girl.
Okay.
Wow. The rest of the girls on fucking Chatterbait are pissed.
Why?
Well, it's not fair.
Why? Blip, blip.
Because the cartoon is hotter than them, Colin. It's a cartoon.
Get a real fucking job.
Because the cartoon has been on every time it's on is fucking the top.
Number one?
Number
yeah, you
one
know why?
By like
you
10
know,
times.
I bet I know why. I bet if you go into that fucking chat room,
yeah,
that cartoon person interacts with everybody in that chat.
100%.
You know what the other women don't fucking do?
Ever talk to anybody in the chat?
Unless you're paying them money.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourselves.
No, the cartoon is super interactive.
Yeah.
Also, it's a cartoon.
Right.
Everybody wants to fuck a cartoon.
But also,
Colin,
it's their personality.
Ever since Roger Rabbit came out, everybody has wanted to fuck a cartoon.
God.
What, you didn't want to fuck Jessica Rabbit?
No, I'm just that.
That's right.
Story.
Say yes. You wanted to fuck Jessica Rabbit. Admit it. We all did.
Whatever.
She was hot. You want from me?
I guess.
Is it weird? It wasn't weird. You know it.
A little bit.
And she's singing the song. She's doing the whole thing with his tie. And you're like, how the fuck did they do this?
I honestly was probably too young when that came out.
Oh, that movie is what?
Give a fuck.
What do they call that?
It was like 1990.
That movie is what made me come of age, I guess. Is that what they say?
I was only like 8 when that movie came out. So it didn't.
I was 9 or 10.
Then I was like 7.
That movie is like,
or
hey.
6.
We're going to teach you what a boner is, kid. We're Roger Rabbit.